You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Feral cat hunting was a prize category at the North Canterbury Hunting Competition up until today, when public backlash caused event organizers to remove the category. I spoke to Will Appleby from Save Animals from Exploitation, abbreviated as SAFE, to find out more about the hunting event and to determine why a competition involving hunting feral cats is inhumane and generally a bad idea. I started our interview by asking what SAFE's position on the competition was.
Well, our position was that there was a very real risk that cats would have suffered because of this competition. There was also a risk that someone's pets could be killed. When the category was announced on social media, they said that dead cats that were brought in that had a microchip would be disqualified, which is kind of not good enough. By that point, the cat is already dead. But besides that, there is actually very little difference in the physical appearance of stray cats, feral cats, and pet cats. They all look the same, and they all have the same ability to suffer. And there was a very real risk that cats that were shot, and it wasn't a lethal shot, they would suffer as a result.
So you're saying the distinction between feral and domesticated cats was difficult to make?
It's very difficult to make, and the boundaries are quite blurred. You know, a feral cat could be a cat that was previously someone's pet, or it could be a stray, or a stray cat could be just someone's pet that wanders a lot, or it might be a cat that lives in the community. There isn't really hard and fast rules around what is considered a feral cat, a stray cat, or a pet cat. In fact, I was talking to someone yesterday who they said they've had their cat for 2 years, and it used to be a feral cat, and now it lives in their house. So there are no clear boundaries. They are all, at the end of the day, cats, and they all have the ability to suffer.
In 2021, during Easter, 12,000 rabbits were killed as part of this competition. How does this differ from hunting cats?
Yes, I mean, to be clear, this was a different competition. It wasn't the same organisers. But that received criticism as well from animal welfare advocates, because these types of competitions, they tend to attract novices, people who are inexperienced, which means mistakes that can be made. And because there's a rush as well, there's a rush to kill as many animals as possible in a short period of time, it raises the likelihood that mistakes can be made, which inevitably ends up with animals suffering as a result.
The animals were likely to be hunted using air rifles. Is this a humane way of hunting?
No, it's not. To place a lethal shot with an air rifle is difficult, especially for someone who's inexperienced. And in this case, we're talking about children under the age of 14, so they're literally amateurs. And there's a case in North Canterbury that the SPCA is investigating at the moment, where a cat was shot with an air rifle and it wasn't killed, and it suffered as a result, and it later had to be euthanized because of its suffering. So it's a cruel way to hunt these animals. If we want to talk about controlling the cat population, there is far better strategies for managing our cat population, utilizing strategies that take into account the welfare needs of these animals.
Like neutering and so forth.
Yeah, there's no one solution. We need a suite of solutions. So we need mandatory de-sexing. We need mandatory registration and microchipping. We need programs like rehoming programs and trap, neuter and releasing programs. And there are community groups that are doing that work, but they need more funding so they can get on and do the work. And that's something that really needs to be led by the government, because this is an all-of-country response to manage cat populations.
Speaking of legislation, do you think there should be legislation preventing this type of hunting competition in the future?
I think there does. The risk to the welfare of animals is high. Risk that animals can suffer is high. So we don't believe that this is a good way to manage cat populations, or even pests, or animals considered pests more broadly. We think that there are best strategies that can help manage these cat populations.
Absolutely. I'm thinking maybe along the lines of lethal traps for possums and so on.
Yes. I mean, The problem is that many of the strategies that we have in place at the moment to manage the populations of animals that we consider pests right now are quite cruel. So there does need to be more research into how we can better manage those populations of animals that are considered pests. Because, yeah, as I say, some of these strategies that are used, like traps and poison, they can be quite cruel.
Finally, public outcry has led to the removal of the cat hunting element from this competition, as we know. Do you believe this will change the outcome of future hunts as well?
I'd like to hope so. There is the organisers have indicated that they've pulled or cancelled the category to avoid any further public backlash. They haven't mentioned anything about the risks to animal welfare, so I'm not sure if they've actually taken that on board. So I would hope that they wouldn't reintroduce this category again in the future. We'll just have to wait and see whether they've taken that feedback on board.
That was Will Appleby from SAFE on the feral cat hunting competition that was cancelled today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.